It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life, brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Aunt Maggie, you don't look well this morning. Don't you feel well?
Well, you know me. I never complain. But I don't feel well.
What's the trouble?
I don't know. I just think I'm coming down with a cold or virus or something.
Well, there's certainly something going around. I suppose you've caught it.
Where could I have caught it?
Well, who knows?
No, we went shopping yesterday, and I didn't feel really well then.
Well, I'm sorry. I should have made you stay home.
No. As I said, I never complain. I didn't want to say anything to you.
Well, you should have. I would have insisted you stay home.
No, that's all right. I got a little shopping done for Christmas anyway, dear.
Well, I was going out grocery shopping this morning, but you stay home now.
No, I think perhaps I'd better. My throat feels scratchy, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I have this tight feeling in my chest, you know.
Yes.
And a bit of a sore throat.
Now. Oh, dear.
And I feel a little dizzy, you know.
Well, you get out of this kitchen and back upstairs to bed. Now.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it might be better if I'm coming down with something to stay away from everyone.
Well, it's a very good idea, and it'd be better for you, too.
Oh, but I wanted to help you with the grocery shop.
Well, never mind that. Now you get back upstairs to bed. Get.
Oh, no, I don't need to be baby.
Yes, you do, run along. Maybe we can, you know, do a little grocery shopping tomorrow.
Oh, maybe Bob could pick up a few things we need today.
Yeah.
Maybe Bob could do what?
Aunt Maggie doesn't feel well this morning.
My throat feels scratchy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I have this tight feeling in my chest, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I do have a bit of a sore throat, you know?
Well, you better gargle with some hot salt water, huh?
And I feel a bit dizzy.
Well, you better get to bed.
That's what I said.
I don't want to give whatever I've got to everybody else.
No. Well, listen, you get to bed, Aunt Maggie. We'll look after you. I'm sure it's just a little cold.
No. I don't think it's just a little cold. I feel as though I'm coming down with some virus. But I don't like to complain.
I told Aunt Maggie there seems to be a virus going around now.
Uh-huh. Well, you get on up to bed there, young lady.
Well, I guess I better. You all seem to be giving me orders, and I better obey.
Yes, you had, dear. Now, run along. I'll be up as soon as Bob's had his breakfast. What would you like, honey?
Nothing. Aunt Maggie has cooked so many muffins and pancakes and heaven knows what every morning. Well, just look at my belt. She's been here off and on for 2 weeks, and I am 3 notches looser.
I know. I was trying to diet, and I've quite given it up. Now, listen.
Just give me some coffee and some unbuttered toast.
She made corn muffins this morning, sick though she is.
Oh, corn muffins, huh? All right. Give me one.
Real strength of character.
I have none at this point. Make it 2 muffins.
Listen, I don't like leaving her alone today. You think you could stop the supermarket and just pick up a few things on your way home tonight?
Sure, no problem.
I've got a list here, but I'll make another list of things we just have to have. I'll go shopping next week.
Oh, I can shop. Just tell me what you want.
Well, I know you. I hate to even turn you loose in the supermarket. You are really a compulsive buyer.
Now, what does that mean?
It means you don't look at prizes. You just look at something and feel hungry and put it in the basket.
Just tell me what you want, that's all.
Now, look, prices are very high, dear.
Oh, you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm telling you because you don't shop. You look at the totals of what I spend for food, but you really have no idea what things cost. Yes, it's a very good idea to ask you to do some shopping. You've been screaming and yelling at me, and now you can see for yourself.
I do not scream and yell, as you put it.
Well, bellow then. How's that?
Well, I just think it's rather extravagant. I remember looking at that pound of fresh mushrooms you bought, and I was appalled. We don't need mushrooms if they cost that much.
The week before, you'd said, why don't we have any mushrooms anymore? And I got some for you.
Well, dear, you have to watch the cost of things.
Yes, dear. That's going to be rather busy today because this is the day they have their specials, and I know how you hate to stand in line.
Now, why do you always act as though I'm some kind of a freak? I can stand in line just as well as anybody else.
Uh-huh. Well, you will. Now, I'll make out the list, which will be very simple. I'm afraid we need more than 8 items, so you can't go through the quick checkout line. I need paper towels, paper napkins, and, I've got a list here.
Before we were married, I had a bachelor apartment, and I did my own shopping, and I did very well.
Times have changed, and you have done almost no shopping for some time. But I'm glad you're aware the prices have gone up, because you do, or did entirely too much impulsive shopping.
What do you mean by that?
Why do you think I stopped letting you do any shopping with things you brought home? If you thought it looked good, you put it in the basket. My bills were terrible, and the silly things you brought home.
What do you mean, silly?
Oh, come on. You don't remember once bringing home some chocolate-covered grasshoppers imported from Hong Kong?
Yeah. Well, it was just for a gag for parties.
Well, no more are we spending $2.50 for gags for parties. So please, promise me, don't get anything that isn't on my list. All right?
Just give me the shopping list and stop worrying.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier, and 2 boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
And then I'll bet I stood in line for 1/2 hour. 1/2 hour at that supermarket.
I told you this is a busy day. Now calm down.
That here. Huge supermarket and two checkout counters.
Well, I try to do my shopping when it's not so busy.
Then, just as I got up to the counter, the girl put a closed sign on it. Closed. I said, closed.
Oh, they do that.
And I said, where are you going? And she said, I'm going home. Yeah. I'm through for the day.
Yeah, I know. Well, is this all the groceries you got? I certainly had more than this on the list.
She said, go to the next counter, please. Well, of course, the wheels were stuck on my cart, and by the time I got it turned around, the next counter had about 10 women lined up with their carts.
I know. I can't figure out what you bought, only 2 sacks. I had quite a few things on the list. I said, 4 rolls of paper towels. You only brought 1.
You know how much paper towels are?
Yes, dear, I do. Why do you think I get cross with Debbie and with you when you use 2 or 3 towels that you just grab off to wipe your hands?
Well, I certainly will remember in the future.
That's why I've got a cloth towel fastened to the sink and put a clean one on the hook each day. Where are the pineapple chunks? I need those for dinner.
You know how much pineapple chunks are? 1 can?
Yes, dear, I do. But I made sweet and sour pork chops tonight, and you want pineapple with a green pepper and tomatoes.
No, from now on, I think we should have just plain fried pork chops.
Yes, all right. Where's the big 25-pound sack of dog food?
Do you know how much dog food is now?
Yes, I do. I know how much everything is now. What do you think housewives everywhere are complaining about, huh?
That sack of dog food was over $6. $6-something.
It used to be $3-something, $3.19.
How much does Alex eat? If he eats a sack a month, that's 6 times 12, which is $72 a year we spend on our dog. Yeah. Our dog!
It's the cheapest food we can get for him.
Well, then you can mix in a can or something. Well, that's probably another $72 a year.
Well, more probably. That's more expensive. Well, we've got a dog. You weren't thinking of giving him away.
Well, no.
All right. Where's the beef for pot roast?
Do you know what beef is a pound, just for Chuck?
Will you stop asking me if I know what things cost? Of course I know what things cost.
My goodness, what is going on?
Well,
I can hear him all the way upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Aunt Maggie. Just discovered the high cost of living.
No, I haven't just discovered that, but I certainly had no idea that the cost of ordinary things was so darn high.
Mm.
I don't even want to talk about it. I just didn't even want to think about it.
No, maybe it's a good thing you sent him to the store. Remember how annoyed he was with you last night when you said you
thought... You mean at dinner time?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you said, considering the cost of food, one piece of chicken was enough for anybody?
Yes.
And he took more.
Yeah, he took more. Well, I see he didn't buy the paper napkins either. First thing I know, he'll be having us cut up newspapers to use for napkins.
Yes, well, I must say, I feel better.
No, good.
I don't think I'm coming down with a cold or virus after all. Maybe it's just a little allergy or something.
Yeah, maybe so. Look at the loaf of bread he got. The cheapest kind. None of us will eat it. Like eating air.
I want to say something. We have got to cut down on our food budget around here.
That's what I've been saying, but you ask for this or that. And
from now on, no more frills. Soup, stews, cheaper cuts of meat. In fact, I think we should have 3 meatless days a week.
I tried having meatless days. You complained bitterly.
Okay. But I think from now on, I'll do the grocery shopping. I have a little better sense of economy than you do.
Fine. That's just fine, dear.
For example, instead of wasting paper napkins every day...
Yes.
We will use cloth napkins that can be washed.
Oh. It costs to run the washing machine, and the dryer uses the most wattage of all right,
I'll figure it out tonight. I will try to compute the difference in cost between buying paper napkins and washing cloth napkins.
And if you have any idea I'm going to iron napkins, you can forget it. And permanent press after a while looks terrible unless you do iron them.
Mm. Well, I'll figure it out. Now, we just have got to cut down.
Thank you, Aunt Maggie. You know, sending him to the store really was your idea.
Well, dear, you young folks don't always realize that we older folks do know something. experimentia docet.
What's that?
Experience teaches. My 3 years of Latin in high school, and finally, after 55 years, I've used it.
Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Dan Rolon, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.